I know what happened.
We could go on looking at cycloplanets all night and get the same answer. Give me that computer. We're going to look at cyclo on day 92 last year.
Light. It traveled approximately 5,869,713,600,000 miles a year. The light which came from cyclo on that hour and date was still traveling in space. They would get just ahead of it, and with a picto recorder from a star drone set for 6 trillion X magnification, they would look at cyclo at the instant it occurred, whatever had occurred. It had been just a few days ago, over a year ago. Choose a sidereal angle to aim the scope. Avoid nearby heavenly bodies so that the cage would not be influenced by gravity and would stay there for 2 or 3 minutes. No, let's be brave and put it there for 15 minutes and hope it doesn't move and we get it back. They were going to really find out what had happened. It took a while to set up. They had to readjust magnification, tune in heat sensors, and blind them to other bodies. Calculate seconds. They fired the cage. The wires hummed in holding for the long required time. They called the cage back. It arrived. It was a little misplaced on the platform. Johnny would have touched it in his eagerness, but Angus grabbed his hand. It would be cold enough for the metal to take one's skin off. They had to wait and let it warm up, for if they opened it cold, they might warp a disc with the abrupt temperature shift. It was like teasing a thirsty man by withholding a water skin from him. Finally, they projected it. What a brilliant picture. They had thought it might be fuzzy, such as you get with heat waves, but the light that had traveled for over a year was crystal clear and straight. There was the imperial city of Cyclo. Circular tram rails, streets down from its cliffs like conveyor belts. They even carried the idea of mining into their city design. Huge, bustling Cyclo. The center of power of the universes. The hub of the great cruel claw that raked the bones from planets and peoples everywhere. There was the 302,000-year-old monster itself, spread out in its sadistic and ugly might. Neither Johnny nor Angus had ever seen a live city of that size before. 100 million population? 1 billion? Not the planet, just the city above the lower plain. Look at the trams. Rails that ran in circular spirals. Cars that looked for all the world like mine cars, but full of people. Mobs in the streets. Mobs. Not riots. Just cyclos. You ever see so many beings? Even in such a tiny size, one could see mobs. They were daunted. They compared it to their own towns, even to their own ruined cities. These didn't measure up to it at all. What arrogance to attack anything like that.